Yes, it's the Swedish national anthem, which can only mean one thing. It's time for lesson two of our in-depth Mastering Swedish, as devised by Slagon and Mackay. As I said, I haven't listened or looked at the webpage until now, and it's all ready for me now. So let's give it a go. I'm assuming I just play this. Let's get on with it.
Commodore 64.
8-bit. No shit.
Slay Radio.
Welcome to Mastering Swedish, Part 2.
Yeah.
Today we'll be talking about inflections and putting spaces where they don't belong. This can, as we shall see, significantly change the meaning of a sentence. Are you ready? Here are the instructions.
Oh, God.
You will be given a word or a sentence that has errors in it, and then you will get the correct sentence or word, and then you're asked to repeat it with us in Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough?
No.
Eh? Let's start with some...
Hang on, has Mackie turned Canadian on us? What's all that about? Let's go back a bit. Where were we?
Co-workers.
Oops, no, a bit too far.
Spaces where they don't belong.
Right.
This can, as we shall see, significantly change the meaning of a sentence.
Right.
Are you ready?
No.
Here are the instructions.
Oh, we've done that bit.
You will be...
Yeah. Go on a bit. Here we go.
With us in Swedish.
Right.
Easy enough? Eh?
Eh?
Let's start with something simple.
Right.
Kassa medarbetare.
Bad...
Hang on a minute! Slagon got his nuts in a vice? What's that about? Eh?
Kassa medarbetare.
Bad co-workers. Here's the correct word.
Kassa medarbetare.
Right. Kassa medarbetare. Or kassa medarbetare.
Tellers. Now.
They're tellers, I see. So it could either be bad co-workers or tellers.
Repeat it in Swedish.
Kassa medarbetare.
Kassa medarbetare.
Här börjar kassakön.
Här börjar kassakön.
This is where the bad queue starts. Here's the correct word.
Här börjar kassakön.
The head to the queue starts here. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
Här börjar kassakön.
Här börjar kassakön. I think that was near enough, wasn't it?
Vi behöver ett byggtillstånd.
We need a build to boner.
What?
Here's the correct sentence.
Vi behöver ett byggtillstånd.
We need a building permit. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Vi behöver ett byggtillstånd.
Vi behöver ett byggtillstånd. Nearly, sort of.
Matt, tvätt.
Tired laundry.
Matt, tvätt.
Here's the correct word.
Matt-tvätt.
Carpet cleaning or carpet cleaner. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Matt-tvätt.
Matt-tvätt. Hey, this is alright.
Brun-hårig sjuk.
Oh, sorry, love. I spoke over you. Sorry about that, love.
Brun-hårig sjuk sköterska.
Brown, hairy, sick nurse.
Sounds like the NHS, then.
Here's the correct sentence.
Brunhårig sjuksköterska.
Brown-haired nurse.
Fucking hell.
Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Brunhårig sjuksköterska.
Fuck off. I'm having that again.
Brunhårig sjuksköterska.
Brunhårig fucking no.
Surfa inte på sex sajter.
Don't surf on six sites. Here's the correct sentence.
Surfa inte på sex sajter.
Don't surf on porn sites. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Surfa inte på sex sajter.
Surfa inte på sex sajter. That wasn't too bad.
Sätt på en skygg lapp.
Fuck a shy Laplander.
It's something I do every day.
Here's the correct sentence.
Sätt på en skygglapp.
Put a blinker on. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Sätt på en skygglapp.
Sätt på en...
Sorry. Oh, God. I'm having sex with a Laplander in my head now. I must go back a bit. Oh, dear.
Sätt på en skygglapp.
Sätt på en skygglapp.
Får jag köpa en gift orm?
May I buy a married snake? Here's the correct sentence.
Får jag köpa en giftorm?
May I buy a poisonous snake?
So, just one inflection changes it between being a married snake and a poisonous snake. So, effectively, the Swedish for marriage is the same as poison, which is about right, I think.
Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Får jag köpa en giftorm?
Får jag... What? Får jag... Köpa en giftorm, I think.
Han dog av en kul blixt.
He died of a fun lightning bolt. Here's the correct sentence.
Han dog av en kul blixt.
He died of a ball of lightning. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Han dog av en kul blixt.
Han dog av en kul blixt.
Vi har öppet mellan dagarna.
We are open between the days. Here's the correct sentence.
Vi har öppet mellan dagarna.
We're open between Christmas and New Year. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Vi har öppet mellan dagarna.
Vi har öppet mellan dagarna.
Vi söker bar personal.
Sorry, I'm just rewind. I do like this female who's doing the talking here. Who is this?
Vi söker bar personal.
We're looking for naked personnel.
Hi.
Here's the correct sentence.
Vi söker bar personal.
We're looking for bar personnel. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Vi söker bar personal.
Vi söker bar personal.
Växel i retur. Skål.
Change in return. Cheers. Here's the correct sentence.
Växel i retur. Skål.
Change in shrapnel plate.
Right, okay. We're starting a new trend here. Shrapnel plate. We don't really have them in England, but... A shrapnel sometimes we call spare change shrapnel. So a shrapnel plate is a plate that we get the tips on, you know, the coins and everything. Just to let you know.
Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Växel i returskål.
Växel i returskål. Hey, that wasn't bad. I'm sort of getting used to this.
Säljes rak apparat.
What is that, the new Der Danko song, is it? Rock apparat.
Säljes rak apparat.
For sale. Straight machine.
Well, Skits won't like it then.
Here's the correct sentence.
Säljes. Rak apparat.
For sale. Shaving machine. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Säljes. Rak apparat.
Säljes. Rak apparat. Not bad.
Säljes. Sjö nära tomt.
For sale. A lake near a lot. Here's the correct sentence.
Säljes. Sjö nära tomt.
For sale. A lot near a lake. Now repeat it in Swedish.
Säljes. Sjö nära tomt.
So an S and a J is more of a sjö. Säljes. Sjö nära tomt. God. Crap!
Djupfryst kyckling lever.
Deep frozen chicken lives.
Deep frozen chicken lives? What is it, cryogenic?
Deep frozen chicken lives. Now, here's the correct sentence.
Djupfryst kyckling lever.
Deep frozen chicken liver.
My favorite.
Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Djupfryst kyckling lever.
Djupfryst chicken lever.
Ren korv.
Clean sausage.
Well, that's why I have a shower every morning. For a clean sausage. Baby.
Which of course is good to have, but you can also say...
Renkorv.
Reindeer sausage. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Renkorv.
Renkorv.
Hand tvättas...
Oh, sorry love, spoke over you again.
Hand tvättas separat.
Wash hand separately. And here's the correct sentence.
Hand tvättas separat.
Hand washed separately. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Hand tvättas separat.
Hand tvättas separat. Not bad.
Skit gott.
Shit tasty.
You've been to McDonald's recently then?
Skitgott.
Shit tasty. Here's the correct word.
Skitgott.
Awfully tasty. Now, repeat it in Swedish.
Skitgott.
Skitgott.
That's all for today, folks. I hope you learned something new. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there you go. That was... I must do that again. There you go. So that was Mastering Swedish Lesson 2. So remember, folks, fuck a shy Laplander. That is... Mackie's response... Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was, putting the inflections in wrong places in Swedish is a bit of a no-no. Because you can get yourself into all sorts of problems, as you can tell. But hopefully, when you visit Sweden, you'll be able to use the proper sentences. And remember that this lesson will be available for download later on. Let's carry on with the bonus bit of bollocks.